Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Prosser is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, very smart business expert, folks. And I just encourage you to go to his website, bobprosser.com. Buy his book, Kiss Theory Goodbye. It's outstanding. You will be smarter. You'll be a smarter CEO. You'll run your business more successfully. Bob, we're really grateful for you for the time that you've given us over the last eight years or so. Thank you for that.
Of course, it's a pleasure, Jim, to work with you and all your listeners.
It's great to have you here. We're talking about the declining margins, folks, the declining profit margins in small businesses because expenses are going up, but our revenue may be up, but we're not maximizing what I consider the gross profit, so you can pay those bills. And Bob, I wonder how much of it is maybe with the expenses going up, are there still businesses out there who are not allocating the proper expenses above the line up in the cost of goods sold out of the expense stack? In other words, they got marginal expenses in their fixed expenses column. What do you think?
I think there is some of that, and you've got to really be smart when you start to look at all your costs and you're figuring out pricing. And one of the traps some companies fall into, Jim, is they do this thing called incremental pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means for our listeners is that if you want to win this big client and you can't put all of your overhead into your costs because you think you won't win into your price, you incrementally price it and say, you know what, we can take a much lower price because the volume is what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that too often, you're in trouble, because you're not covering all your costs. And that is a big, big red flag.
Well, and then you throw into the fact that your corporate customer is probably not going to pay you for 90 days if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah.
And your days receivable and your days payable are completely out of whack.
That is correct. So what do we do about all this? So I went back to Kiss Theory Goodbye. You know, and I wrote that many years ago, but it's so evergreen, Jim.
I know.
There are the five crippling habits. Let me read them real quick. Rationalizing inferior performance, planning in lieu of action, aversion to risk and change, absence of clear directives. Those fit specifically into the issues we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
This is where leadership shows up in business, where they can deal with these issues and still win profitably in the marketplace. You can't sit back and rationalize how bad things are. You've got to actually put together an action plan and implement it. I'm working with too many clients that have these get well plans, and they're sitting on them. They're just planning and planning and planning. It's time for action. We're already in March, and if we don't get things going in the right direction early in the year, the chances of us hitting our number by the end of December,
right,
assuming we're on a calendar year, become impossible.
Well, let's take the first one and talk about it a little bit.
Rationalizing inferior performance. You ever sit in a meeting, Jim, or have any of your clients or your customers sit in a meeting and say, well, let me tell you about all the things that aren't going well. And they know all the details. They can tell you every dollar spent and tell you where it's going. But that's all they do. They rationalize why it is the way it is. They don't get into the problem-solving side of it. I've got one client that said because transportation costs are going up so much, that sales just needs to cover all of it and start selling at higher prices. Well, part of the problem is their transportation is not being optimized.
Right.
So you've got to look at all of these factors, and you can't just point fingers and explain it away and walk away with less profit, because profit's the fuel. Without that,
mm-hmm,
we can't do what we need to do in business.
Mm-hmm.
So don't rationalize your current state. What do you think about that, Jim?
Well, that's exactly right, and we do that sometimes. And we look, remember the old song, You're in Texas there. You remember this old song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places?
Oh, yeah. No,
you're looking for, you're looking for profit in all the wrong places. You're looking for the mistakes in all the wrong places.
You're right. So a great leader is going to get all of the departments together, right, all of their other leaders together, and they're going to work out a plan that everybody contributes to. Let's not all blame it on cost side. Let's not all blame it on the selling price side. There's things in between that if we work together, we'll find those things out, and we can implement them quickly. Because what I do find is that we've got very smart people in business. It's not a lack of capability.
Right.
It's a lack of leadership and clear direction. And that's the last one, absence of clear directives.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to, as a leader, tell your team what they've got to get done, not how to do it. And for them to get creative and bring those solutions to the table, and don't take forever to do it.
Well, and you've all, and part of that is you've got to lead change. You can't just admit it and accept it and manage it. You got to lead it, don't you?
You do, and you've got to be able to handle this last one, which is aversion to risk and change, because it's hard to change the status quo, very hard, and it's risky, and it's painful. But you've got to do these things when problems are showing up so you stay competitive all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Your competition is not asleep.
Right.
They work night and day to try and beat us.
I tell people it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Touche.
BobProzen.com, folks. The book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. If you want to get smarter, if you want to become a better CEO, if you want to have a maximize your chance of being successful, get to know Bob Prozen. You'll thank me later. Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.